Shir number 72, Chavis HaLavavis, continues in Shara Bitachin, Perak Dalet, talking about practical Bitachin and dealing with people. And the last paragraph of this idea deals with enemies of a person. V'iluan hagan achayne klapi oivov. How should one deal with his enemies? Mekana of those who are jealous, umivakshe rasoi, those who are seeking to do bad to him, he is as follows. Shebechol ma shenegia aleyam, and everything that's in regards to them, yivtach al abori yisporach. He still has to have bitochen in Hashem. V'yispol es ma shehem alivanoisoi. And what he should do is, he should suffer through, b'sayvel, carry, this, that they're embarrassing him. Va'yigmol lohem kemaseim, and don't pay them back like they are doing to you. Ela'yigmol lohem chesed. Pay them back with chesed. V'yaseimoyim toiv kemeita v'choltoi. And you should try to do good for them to the best that you could. V'yizkor b'libo yishateyeles v'anezek misurim b'yad habari yisbarach. And you have to remember that anything that happens to a person is really in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Hashem chose this person as the conduit to bring to a person some type of hurt or damage, your job is to be done him lekafschus, and instead of accusing and attacking the conduit, the puppet. Person has to look internally. Shehuk hiktim lasis lelikav ra. I must have been deserving of it. Maybe I did something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wasn't good. V'yishchanen el elikim v'yivakesh mofonov l'chaper al avinoitzov. And he should daven to Hashem and ask him to forgive him for his averus. So we have to believe that really Hashem will protect a person from those who try to hurt him. And any negativity should be returned with kindness. And if, chas v'shalom, the person does hurt him, you have to know that everyone is powerless without Hashem's approval. And if he physically hurt a person or shamed a person, it's because it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says a very interesting thing, when you act in this way, when you respond in kindness, in chesed, in taiva, to the person who's out to get you, your enemies will become your friends. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, "Bertzeis Hashem darchi ish." When Hashem is pleased with your actions, gam oivav yashlim itay, your enemies will become your friends. And therefore, if you want your enemies to become your friends, it starts with you, how you act towards them, how you respond in your avodas Hashem. Just like we find by David HaMelech, who was cursed or shamed by Shimi ben Gera, and David's men wanted to kill Shimi, and Hashem said no. Hashem Omar loy lekalel as David. I said Hashem decreed that Shimei should curse me. And if Hashem didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't have happened. Now Avada, we find that David told Shlomo to punish Shimei later. Maisi committed a crime. Maisi has bechira. Lamaisi megalgal and chayv al yedei chayev. And he was a murid b'malchus, rebelling against the king. And he was chayev misa. And he was taka killed. But that did not change the attitude that David had towards the actual curse. And there's rules and regulations for that. But the bottom line, just like we said, if a puppet kicked you, you're going to go and kick the puppet back? Or you're going to look up and see who's controlling it and say, why did you kick me? And that says the Chavis HaLavavis, when you act that way, Hashem darchi ish, gam Very interesting. This morning I saw a pshat from the Chassam Sofer who says a play on words in this exact pasuk. The Chassam Sofer, when he came to Pressburg, not everybody was so happy that he was coming for various reasons. And eventually he won them over. But he looked at the pasuk and he had a creative way of looking at this pasuk. And he says that it's true, sometimes you have a person who's not a worthy person and he wages a war against a tzaddik, and the possibility is that he will be burned by the fire of that tzaddik. He says, but what happens if the person who comes and rises against a tzaddik is also someone who is a chash of a person and a tzaddik, and for whatever reason he feels that he has to go against another person? So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish him. He's a tzaddik. So he looked at the pasuk and he said, "B'rtzeis Hashem darchei ish gam oyevav." Put the comma in a little different place. Again, pashat you read it, like the Chayvus HaLevava said, "B'rtzeis Hashem darchei ish kama." When Hashem is happy with the ways of a person, gam oyevav, even his enemies, yashlim itay, will make peace. Says the Chazam Sofer, "B'rtzeis Hashem darchei ish gam oyevav." What happened? It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with the ways of a person, and he's also happy with the ways of the person's enemies. Because those enemies are also not Rishoyim. They're Tzadikim. So Hashem has no choice but Yashlimitai. He will cause that there'll be Shalom in both camps, so that there'll be no more reason to fight. Sometimes the Chassam Sofer was saying, people didn't want him as the Rav, for various reasons. This one should be the Rav, that one should be the Rav, and it was maybe L'shem Shamayim. So instead, he just made everybody happy. Kadosh Baruch Hu made everybody happy with their situation. Yash Lemita, he made Shalom in everyone's camps. If everyone is B'Shalom, so then there's no reason to fight anymore. They're now all B'Shalom with each other. And eventually, his enemies, or those who resisted, we should say, became his greatest admirers. That's a play on words that the Chassam Sofer said for this pasuk. But the Chayvus HaLevavos is telling us the pashup shat, and that is, our job is to look internally. Of course, someone damages, there's chiv of nezek. Of course, if a person curses, you could take him to bezdin. There's nidui. There's all types of things that our shuras hadin, that a person could get from the one who hurt or damaged him. But the question is, what's his outlook and his focus? Who's the one? Again, Megalgalin Chayva Yidei Chayev, that person will be Chayev. He has Bechira. But I still have to look internally. It wasn't him. It was the Rabbeinu Shalom using him as a conduit and a shliach to bring about what he wanted to happen to me.